Hello, this is Rob Yannis with another podcast, Musings on Systems Change. And today I want to talk about economic democracy. What is economic democracy? What do you think about when you hear the word economic democracy? Does that mean simply more money in your pocket, higher wages, and so on? Because inequality is increasing, according to Thomas Piketty, the French economist who wrote the book, best-selling book, Capital in the 21st Century, came out in 2013, and he's come out with another book recently, which is also a very important contribution to this idea of wealth concentration in the hands of the few. So basically, Thomas Piketty has shown that wealth concentration and distribution of wealth has been skewed into the hands of the rich in the last 250 years. In his book, he argues that the rate of capital return in developed countries is persistently greater than the rate of economic growth, and that this will cause wealth inequality to increase in the future. Now, so what is his solution? Thomas Piketty is proposing redistribution of wealth through a progressive global tax on wealth. And his new book, Capital and Ideology, which just came out, focuses on income inequality in various societies and history. So this is his specialty. So my question then is this enough? Is this really enough in order to create economic democracy? So this is what I want to talk about, and also go into this in some depth in future podcasts. For the next few podcasts, I want to focus on this question. What is economic democracy, and how can we create economic democracy? Because, yes, I think a progressive global tax on wealth, as Piketty is suggesting, is a great idea, but I don't think that's enough. I think we need deeper structural change, what we can refer to as economic systems change. Because we'll never be able to solve the global systemic problems such as the environmental crisis and the inequality crisis, just by instituting reforms. We need to go deeper, because history has demonstrated that political democracy, taxation, and so on is not enough. We need economic democracy. And what does that mean? What is economic democracy? There are different ideas about it, and I want to go into this in some depth. So in theory, democracy means that we distribute power equally to all people. But in reality, we know that the small elite, who generally form parties, run for office, and own the newspapers and the TV stations, etc., are the ones that control even democracy on a political level. In other words, those with money and power control the flows of news and opinion, not us, not the average citizen. And politicians are more often than not beholden to those corporations rather than to the people they represent. In other words, they generally represent the rich. In order to have a more true and just democracy, I think we need economic democracy. We need to fundamentally change. We need to distribute income and wealth in a much more rational way. We need the power shift in economic decision making from the corporations and the wealthy elite back to the people. This is really very, very important. And this needs to happen in a systemic fashion. Corporations need to be turned into worker-owned co-ops. This is a theme that I really like, this idea that corporations should be turned into cooperatives. And this is an idea we'll come back to in future podcasts as well. And even the biographer Margaret Thatcher was suggesting this in an article in the Wall Street Journal last year. Here you have a conservative saying that corporations need to turn into co-ops so that the people can share the wealth. This is not some crazy idea. This is a practical solution to creating wealth distribution, because you're not handing the money to the people by handouts through welfare. You're actually making businesses in which people themselves control their economy. And so it's a very practical, constructive way to make change. So today, the production of wealth is socialized. Everyone contributes, but the financial benefits of the production is privatized. A small minority reaps the economic and political rewards from everyone else's hard work. Very important point. And since money is power, economic democracy is the only way that power can be transferred to the people in a meaningful and sustainable way. We need a change in the distribution of wealth and income, where the fruits of economic activity are distributed more widely across the population. So how can we do that? That is the core question about what economic democracy is. By implementing economic democracy, the inequality crisis will gradually be resolved. I don't think it's enough to just have higher tax on the rich. The gap between rich and poor will be greatly reduced through higher salaries for the working poor and the middle class. So we need to raise people up from the bottom. And by lowering the salaries for the rich, we need to have a cap on wealth, and we have to have an increase in the minimum wage. That is very important. We can't just increase the minimum wage. Do we need billionaires? I don't think so. I don't think anybody should be a billionaire. It is not necessary. So we need to have a cap on wealth as well. So we need a change in the distribution of wealth and income. By implementing economic democracy, the inequality crisis will gradually be resolved, as I said. The cure lies not in repeating the same patterns as before in a trickle-down economy, but rather to do quite the opposite, to build the economy up from the grassroots, to let the economy trickle up. We need to do the opposite of what Ronald Reagan did with his trickle-down theory, the neoliberal economic theory. Economic democracy can also remove the foremost obstacle preventing us from solving the resource and environmental crisis. It does that, or it can do that, by transferring power away from those who benefit from the crisis to those who will have to bear the ultimate cost of destruction of our habitat, meaning people living in the rural areas. So I'll return to this later, but the point is, without economic democracy, the corporate class, the rich and powerful, will prevent any long-term solutions of economic reform from being implemented. Taxes are not enough. Higher taxes are not enough. Progressive taxation is not enough. An additional benefit of economic democracy is that it works not only on election day, every 4 years, every 2 years, but every day. If economic democracy becomes widespread, people can exercise the decision-making powers locally every day rather than once every 2 or 4 years. This is the power of economic democracy. And that is why it is so needed at this point. So thank you for listening to this introduction to economic democracy, which will go back into in much more detail in future podcasts. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and check out this concept of economic democracy. Send in your thoughts, subscribe to our newsletter, and comment on our Facebook page. This has been Robianis with Musings on System Change.